Hello and welcome to our Sunday service. It's recorded for St Mary's in Ely and for all the churches in the Ely team. We're delighted you're joining with our worship today. Whoever you are, wherever you're from, you are welcome here. My name is Chris and I'm the rector of the team, and our goal together is to share Jesus' love with every home in Ely and the surrounding villages. I'm delighted to say that we'll be back in person from Maundy Thursday, and all three of our Sunday congregations will be up and running on Easter Day, each one with its own unique energy and character. Please see our website or the notice sheet for joining details and for all the COVID-related guidelines that will apply to those services. And can I reassure all those who remain shielding at home that we'll continue to offer the online service in parallel with the in-person worship for a while longer. Today is Mothering Sunday, and our prayers and liturgy reflect that. Hopefully you've picked up your Mother's Day flowers from the church yesterday.
Happy Mother's Day, Sarah. After waiting to have a child for so many years, you must be overjoyed to have Isaac. Today is about you and all those who are still waiting. Happy Mother's Day, midwives of Israel. You risked your own safety to ensure the survival of countless children. Today is about you and all those who care for children and call it work. Happy Mother's Day, daughter of Pharaoh. By welcoming Moses into your family, you showed so much love. Today is about you and all foster and adoptive parents. Happy Mother's Day, Naomi. You walked with Ruth as a friend and cared for a child as your own grandchild. Today is about you and all grandmothers and extended family who care for children. Happy Mother's Day, Hannah. You let go of Samuel, even though it hurt you. Today is about you and all those whose children are not living with them right now. Happy Mother's Day, Anna. Life didn't go as you had hoped, yet you found peace and worth in your service to God. Today is about you and all those experiencing heartache at how things have turned out. Happy Mother's Day, Lois and Eunice. Your faith changed Timothy's life. Today is about all those who are playing a part in raising the next generation. Mother's Day is about you, whatever your role might be.
Please join me in the prayer of preparation for Mothering Sunday. Please say the words in bold out loud at home. Praise God who loves us. Praise God who cares. Like a candle, the love of God is like a light in our darkness. Blessed be God forever. We praise you, our God, for all mothers who have loved and laughed and laboured as they cared for their children. Blessed be God forever. We praise you, our God, for all mothers who have wept in sorrow and joy for their children. Blessed be God forever. We praise you, our God, for Jesus, born of a woman and nurtured in her love, and for Mary, a reminder of your patient, waiting love. Blessed be God forever. So let's sing our first song together, reminding us that we're all part of the big family of God.
Some of us are big and tall, some of us are very small, some of us like pink and some like blue. Some of us like reading books, some of us like feeding ducks, that's because we're different, me and you. Praise God, loves everyone he's made. God loves each of us. are two and 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 two. God loves you, God loves you. There are two and 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 two. Some of us have curly hair, some of us have specs to wear, all of us have different families. Some of us are very loud, some of us don't make a sound, that's because we're different, you and me. But God loves everyone he's made. God
In addition to Mothering Sunday, today is also the fourth Sunday in Lent, and we're looking at the character and qualities of Jesus through this period. Today we're looking at Jesus, the man of joy. Louise will now read for us from the Bible, after which Erin will help us explore Jesus, the man of joy.
The reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 to 3, the great cloud of witnesses. As for us, we have all of these great witnesses who encircle us like clouds. So we must let go of every wound that has pierced us and the sin we so easily fall into. Then we will be able to run life's marathon race with passion and determination, for the path has been already marked out before us. We look away from the natural realm and we focus our attention and expectation onto Jesus, who birthed faith within us and who leads us forward into faith's perfection. His example is this: because his heart was focused on the joy of knowing that you would be his, he endured the agony of the cross and conquered its humiliation, and now sits exalted at the right hand of the throne of God. So consider carefully how Jesus faced such intense opposition from sinners who opposed their own souls, so that you won't become worn down and cave in under life's pressures.
Hi, I'm Erin, and if you don't know me, I'm a member of St. Mary's. Now, I want to start with a little bit of video footage.
Wilson Street, Tatiana McFadden in the lead. Last year she won. It was her debut year. Now she's back. And in Boston, she turned 25. Tatiana McFadden, welcome back to the finish line.
I don't know about you, but I find it kind of weird seeing crowds right now. But how amazing must it feel to have so many people cheering you on as you come to the finish line? Let's keep these scenes in mind as we continue our Lent series with the book by Dane Ortlund about the heart of Jesus, gentle and lowly. In chapter 3, Dane talks about the joy of Christ, as mentioned in the reading we heard from Hebrews 12. This particular passage begins with therefore, so let's stop and ask, what is the therefore there for? What was this writer talking about just before this short passage? What might this great cloud of witnesses be? In the chapter before, the writer, probably a man, but we aren't sure exactly who it was, has listed many famous people from the Old Testament: Abraham, Moses, and so many more. People who were obedient and faithful to God in really difficult times, sometimes in terrible suffering, sometimes in loss of hope, and sometimes just in uncertainty. And then the writer goes on to talk about running a race. There's a lot of athletic imagery in the New Testament letters as a way of talking about our spiritual lives and journeys. The race we're running is one of spiritual transformation and getting closer to God. And in this difficult journey, we are being cheered on by all the great people of God who have come before us, just like the competitors in the races we saw were being cheered on by the watching crowds. Now, just to clarify, I am not a particularly sporty person. I was terrible at games and PE at school, and it's almost impossible for me to imagine working hard enough to reach a high level in any kind of sport. But a few years ago, I took part in the swimathon, where you swim lengths of the pool for charity. And it was the first time I'd ever done anything like that. And the thing that I really remember was not just that I could do it, which was a big surprise, but how important it was to have people cheering me on. I was truly astonished at how much difference it made having the official length counter shouting encouragement at me. I'd finish 10 lengths and he'd say, "Good for you, you're getting there, not long now." I asked him if he could follow me around in my daily life, but sadly he was busy. As I was looking at clips for this talk, I noticed that the London Marathon in 2020 didn't have any crowds cheering on the participants due to the coronavirus. I can't imagine what a difference that would have made to those athletes. But thankfully, nothing can stop that great cloud of witnesses from spiritually cheering us on to keep the faith. They're doing that whatever the circumstances, encouraging us to remember that God is faithful to us and loves us, and that God helps us to overcome the things that hold us back. These witnesses, these fellow athletes, know that the race is difficult and discouraging and requires endurance. And they are telling us to keep going, that it's worth it in the end. They're reminding us to stay true to God's kingdom. When the writer of Hebrews goes on to say that Jesus is the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, he reminds us that Jesus ran this race of a human life before us, that Jesus knows how hard it is. We know that Jesus endured enormous hardship and suffering on the cross. The passage says that Jesus endured the cross for the sake of the joy set before him. And this joy is what Dane Ortlund focuses on in chapter 3 of his book. Now, it would be easy to think that the joy set before Jesus was the joy of, for instance, winning something for himself, like crossing the line and getting a medal, the joy of sitting at the right hand of God, for instance. We might think that Jesus knew he would be rewarded for his suffering and that that made it all worthwhile. And if you know your training will pay off and you'll win the Olympics, then of course that makes it easier to persevere when the going gets tough. But that isn't exactly the joy that was set before Jesus. The joy that was set before Jesus was our freedom. Dane Ortlund says, "What joy! What was waiting for Jesus on the other side of the cross? The joy of seeing his people forgiven. He wasn't winning something for himself. He was winning something for us. It was for our sake. Jesus knew that he was showing us the way to have a direct relationship with God. Sitting at the right hand of God is not a reward in itself, but a position that shows Jesus as our great high priest, who connects heaven and earth, who connects us to God. The joy set before him was the joy of seeing his people brought into right relationship with God. And it gives Jesus joy when this happens in our individual lives over and over again, coming back into right relationship with God when we have gone astray. And as Dane Ortlund points out, this means that we shouldn't think we have to be okay before we turn to Jesus. Jesus wants us to come to him in our brokenness, with our needs, with our problems, with our confusion and uncertainty about what this whole Christianity thing is anyway. That, says Ortlund, is the whole point. That's what Jesus came to heal. And it's his delight and joy for us to come to him in need in order to restore us. Ortlund says, to put it the other way around, when we hold back, lurking in the shadows, fearful and failing, we miss out not only on our own increased comfort, but on Christ's increased comfort. He lives for this. This is what he loves to do. And as we're running this spiritual race ourselves, we can consider the nature of our prize. Yes, we have the prize of being in right relationship with God, but we can have that in some measure while we're running the race. We are running home, but we are also already home. We can receive everything we need to run this race by opening ourselves up to God, knowing that our true home is God's kingdom, not the world. And God will help us to throw off that which holds us back in our spiritual journeys. And if we think about Jesus' example as the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, we can think that not only might we gain this wonderful freedom for ourselves, but also freedom for others. We might be called to be part of this great cloud of witnesses, cheering other people on in their spiritual journeys. We might be called to help God in his work in the hearts of other people, directly or indirectly, to help them to know also that even if we as human beings inevitably sin or go astray or get things wrong, we don't have to live in thrall to the power of sin, that with the help of God, we can be transformed and live in his kingdom, that we can always find our way back to God. So there's lots of ways we might find this idea helpful today. Since this is Mothering Sunday, the day when we traditionally honour mothers and mother churches, let's reflect for a moment on what this means for that kind of relationship. Maybe you had a lovely breakfast in bed this morning and you're happy about that. Although I am reminded of the time when my son brought us Branston pickle on toast for breakfast. So even that is not without its challenges. But maybe today is more difficult for you. Maybe you can't see your mother and you wish you could. Maybe you've lost your mother or someone who was like a mother to you. Maybe you aren't a mother and you wish you were. Maybe you're a mum who's been struggling with months of winter homeschooling and working. Or maybe there's another reason that you're struggling. But the point of this passage is that whatever your situation, you are not alone, even in this time of isolation. You too are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, people who have been through something like your difficulties before, people in the church who are praying for you, people who are cheering you on to keep turning to God with all your burdens. And the Holy Spirit will help you with this part of your spiritual journey too. The joy before us that makes this great spiritual race worth running is the true freedom of being in right relationship with God, knowing we are loved, and bringing others into that freedom. This is Jesus's joy. And this is a day when Christians would historically visit their mother church, the church where they were baptized. So if you remember being baptized or confirmed, cast your mind back to what led you to that decision and the promises you made that day, and know that you are being encouraged. If baptism or confirmation is something you're wondering about, anyone at the church would be happy to speak to you about that. So if you collected your posies from the churchyard yesterday, or if you didn't, this sequence of opening flowers is for you. And in it, I want us to see the opening of our hearts to Jesus. It gives him so much joy when we turn to him, whatever our circumstances, whatever our doubts, whatever our baggage, and it allows him to transform us, to receive everything we need to run this spiritual race. We are being cheered on to open ourselves up to him more and more, and we can encourage others to do the same.
Let's sing a song of joy this morning, appreciating the love that we find in Jesus.
Because of your cross, my debt is paid.
And now our prayer of penitence. It might apply in various ways to each of us this morning, but especially maybe for our lack of joy sometimes. Come, let us return to the Lord and say, Lord our God, in our sin we have avoided your call. Our love for you is like a morning cloud, like the dew that goes away early. Have mercy on us, deliver us from judgment, bind up our wounds and revive us. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now an opportunity to declare our faith in God. Together we pray. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm now going to hand over to Claire in Little Thetford to lead us in our prayers today.
Let us pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, on this Mothering Sunday, that you are not a God who is far off, that you are right here, close to each one of us. Thank you that you've said how you long to gather your people to you as a mother hen gathers her brood under her wing. Lord, would you gather under your wings mothers and families in parts of the world that are far off, parts of the world where there is so much need. Would you gather under your wing families and mothers in our country here? Would you gather mothers in our community, those known to us, those not known to us, would they know your peace and your love and your joy? Would you be today, Lord, with those who mourn? Thank you, Lord, that you are the God of comfort, the God of strength, and the God of renewal. Thank you, Lord, for people who have mothered us throughout our lives. People whose patience have worn thin, but they've kept on going. Thank you for those, Lord. Heavenly Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Shall we gather all of our prayers together in the prayer that Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer? Please join in. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And finally, we pray together our giving prayer, offering the money we give to all the team churches for their work in the community and amongst our mission partners. Generous God, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, we offer our gifts to you with joy, symbol of the work you have given us to do. Use them, use us, in the service of your world, to the glory of your name. Amen. And if 2021 is when you want to start giving regularly to St Mary's, please visit our website for the giving section. Thank you very much. So we come to the end of our service this morning and we have two songs. The first acknowledges the joy in this place, both online together and in our homes, and the joy we can look forward to when we come back together on Easter Day. And then we'll finish with something a little more meditative, where we recognise the depth of our Father's love for us. Thank you once again for joining us this morning. A big thank you to everybody who has participated today, our musicians, our readers, our prayers, and thanks to Erin for our message. A final blessing. Great God, you are one God, and you bring together what is scattered and mend what is broken. Unite us with the scattered peoples of the earth, that we may be one family of your children. Bind up all our wounds and heal us in spirit, that we may be renewed as disciples of Jesus Christ, our Master and Saviour. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Go into the world in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ and in the joy of Christ. Amen. Goodbye, everyone.